The Re-Creator. The curse was spoken. Dust you are, and to dust you shall return. But that is not the end of the story, only the first few pages. The end has the music of billions of angels. Sin's consequence is death, but the grace of our Father generates life.For if by the trespass of one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Romans 5:17. Our Creator exercised plan and will, intelligence and power,to fashion us. Someday, he will be worshipped as the Re-Creator. It goes this way. First, God's bright idea. Turn dust into mankind. The morning stars sang with wonder. Second, man's iniquity. Man returns to dust. Dreadfully sad.Third, God's redemption, reconstituting dust to life again, rapturous resurrection. Picture a house destroyed by fire and turned to ash. The architect, however, made blueprints so exacting that every measurement, every grain of grout, every precise placement of shingle and nail and door hinge were defined to the finest detail. The exact house could be reconstructed again. Scientists are mapping the human genome. God got a head start. The unrelenting dominion of death will be broken as the Re-Creator puts dust...reconstituted dust together again. This time, the dust will never unravel, but stay together for eternity. The heavens will ring again with song, and we will worship the Re-Creator.